the moment of the week where we get to snoop through the social media feed of a complete stranger. Yes, it's a bit creepy, but it's what we do on a Friday. Look, hopefully it'll be a bit of relief to some of the content that's been around all day today. We will discuss that, of course. Nat Tenchich is host of Sex and Relationships show The Hookup on Triple J. That's 9 p.m. Sundays. Nat, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go to the elephant in the room. And anyone who's been at anywhere near their social media today, it's been full of the terrorist shootings in Christchurch in New Zealand.
Yeah, absolutely. My feed has been absolutely full of people, I think, more processing it. No takes just yet. Just people saying, here's what's out there. The live footage that is kind of floating around a little bit too.
That's sort of the dark side here, is the stuff that the shooter put up.
Yeah, because he live streamed it to Facebook.
And I mean, it's an interesting thing about social media that, you know, we appeared powerless to intervene in that. I mean, clearly that was the shooter's intent for us to see that. And it just happened and nobody sort of stood in the way of it, which is something to chew over.
He definitely was broadcasting it for the sake of, I mean, hard to say. I feel like people in the alt-right community are quite active about one-upping each other and getting cred. So maybe it was something like that. I just think it's despicable.
That's sort of the dark side of the possibilities of social media. The upside was what was happening on social media up to that point today,
yes,
when it all got overwhelmed, which was the school strikes, which was an extraordinary moment of sort of power and positivity.
Beautiful, a moment of solidarity. It's so nice to see kids really, you know, taking a stand and getting out there and talking about what's important. And I think, so sadly, like a lot of days on the internet, it was very positive and then spiraled into hell world.
Attention span is sort of an awkward thing to maintain.
Yeah.
But again, too, this was, you know, it showed the potential of the sort of live rolling stuff like Twitter, for example, that, you know, you're watching, you know, things in cities all over the country, all over the world in real time, watching people making their point and seeing it as it happens, which is we take it for granted, but it is an extraordinary possibility that we enjoy right here, right now.
Absolutely. I mean, I think today has just been exemplary of the very, like, the internet as a tool being used for the very best intentions, the most good and the most evil. And if you want to see the very opposite ends of the internet spectrum today, just the day.
Be alive right now.
Yeah.
Do you think that the school strike had the impact, you know, that was intended?
Oh, I'd like to think so. I mean, it's all that I saw today until Christchurch broke. And, you know, we've seen the organiser of the movement just be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, which is so huge. And so you're seeing these kids really latch onto this movement and use social media for good. That's all I saw. I saw so many sassy signs.
There were a lot of sassy signs. So it was a good day for the sassy sign.
It was good.
Funny old week around social media. We, of course, had the big blackout yesterday, the portent of the end of the world. Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, gone.
Horror or heaven?
How'd you go?
I was very focused on work. I was very not distracted, but then I kept trying to go back to Facebook to post things or to look for things, and then it not working, and I thought, oh, that's good. I guess I can just be productive.
Did it make you think twice about the amount of time that normally you'd be there?
Absolutely. I definitely, every time, it was almost like a, like, really habitual. Like, every time you open a new browser, a new tab, you're like, here we go, Facebook. Oh, wait. Oh.
It's gone.
What am I going to do with my life? And I think it's also a pretty funny testament to how, like, the monopoly on our social media use and accounts, like, that's starting to be a bit problematic. Facebook actually owns most of the ways we communicate.
This is true.
How scary.
And they're not just sort of innocent people doing it for the common good.
No, but Twitter really had a great day yesterday.
Well, everything sort of spilled into Twitter.
So. Everyone's like, thank you.
At least there was some way to talk to each other without having to actually talk to each other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just spit into the void.
Okay. Here's the thing, the spinster evolution. What's it all about? The term spinster, it's having a bit of a, I don't know.
A shift, a change. It's a very fun, exciting little bit of trivia that I found this week. This feminist kind of blogger, she discovered that the word spinster actually has a much more badass analog from history that's just been written out of history.
Do tell.
So apparently the term spinster was actually meant to be used for people aged 23 to 26. And if you're a single woman over 26, you're a thornback.
That's
a thornback.
Kind of
like a porcupine. Like no one, you know, try and get you in the back and you spindles all in your face. How great is that?
That's almost worth saving yourself for.
I know, right? You can actually like let's reclaim thornback. And so there were heaps of chatter on Twitter this week talking about the fact that it's like, yeah, let's embrace this powerful moniker, get rid of spinster, we're all thornbacks now.
What a wonderful demonstration of how language sort of works and evolves and gets picked up and trodden down.
Totally, and a beautiful example again of social media teaching us something new, a little bit of a like undiscovered past, like coming back to
it'll be all over t-shirts fairly soon, won't it?
Totally, yes.
Thornback.
I'm a thornback.
What's the cutoff?
Oh, I think thornback is for the rest of your life. I think that's like 26 to the rest of your life. But people were coming up with some pretty creative, further levels like dragon queen and Venus fly.
We can work through these things.
Venus fly trap, so she-devil
thing. The time of the spinster aunt. It's long gone.
She's your thornback aunt.
Spinster thornback. I mean, thornback aunt. I can't get it out of my head. My language use is ingrained by habit. Never mind. Tell me what this is. Cancel culture. You've been tweeting about this a bit this week.
I have been tweeting a little bit about cancel culture. I think it's sort of something that's really kind of come to fruition a lot with the Me Too movement online, where as we're sort of learning about artists and popular figures and public figures who've been engaging in massive abuses of power, mm-hmm. and, you know, committing these sorts of atrocities against powerless people, women, children, whatever. We as a society try to process these things, and one big way that it's happening on social media, and it's actually been around for a couple of years, is to quote-unquote cancel them, like a TV show. Oh,
they're how?
Gone. Yes, exactly. You're cancelled. You're off the air. And so one of the issues this kind of brings up is when you have something like, for example, the Michael Jackson case, yep. with Finding Neverland coming out, and lots of people have been trying to process this. How hard is it to cancel someone who is so embedded in the canon of
pretty
culture?
Pretty impossible.
You know, like, can you cancel Michael Jackson? I mean, I'm absolutely not listening to his music at the moment, and I feel uncomfortable if I heard it. But lots of people have been sort of trying to fight back against this, a lot of his fans.
Absolutely,
he has a very devoted fan base. And you're starting, like the last couple of weeks we've seen a bit of this, R. Kelly, of course, Ryan Adams, who's a really massive kind of indie rock sort of artist, was accused of emotional abuse and manipulation. And there's a bit of a thing unfolding in the Australian music scene as well around this. Bit of a sort of allegations of abuse going on between two Melbourne bands, Camp Cope and Smith Street Band, and we've been processing that at Triple J a little bit.
Yep.
But I think largely the conversation around, you know, should this band be cancelled? Should it be over? Should we completely write them out of the music canon? Well, it's not so easy, I don't think.
You kind of can't do it.
The nuance.
Can you? And it sort of sidesteps having the argument about it. It sidesteps having the conversation about the action. It just sort of pushes it to one side.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good to have the conversation.
It is good to have the conversation, I think. I think we shouldn't be scared of having these conversations. But unfortunately, with like 280 characters now, it's very hard
it's a bit limited.
Commit to nuance in a social media sort of landscape. And sometimes, you know, I want to jump in and say things like, hey, maybe it's not so simple, or maybe, you know, every case is different.
Yeah, and then it turns on you.
Yeah, and then I'm cancelled. So,
you don't want that.
I don't want to be cancelled.
Before we
cancel me. Or please cancel me. Then I can stay off social media and be a lot happier.
That. give us a little recommendation here and your quick recommendation for our weekend edification, Strange Planet Comics.
Oh, Strange Planet. I've been seeing this all over my feed the past week, and the sky's really blown up. A million followers on Instagram in the space of a month. What he does is he animates kind of very human scenarios, like going to the dentist,
yes,
for example. But he makes the humans aliens, and then he processes, and then all the dialogue is like an alien would say it. So can I just read? Can I read you the going to the dentist one? So as one alien says to another one, "I'm here to scrape your mouth stones." Is clearly a dentist. The other one's like, "Wonderful." The dentist goes, "Have you been forcing string?"
Oh, that.
Flossing, yeah. Mm-hmm. "Seldom. Now wear the trash necklace." "Okay. Now feel completely helpless." "Okay."
You had to be there.
You had to be there. Sorry, I can't do it. It's a visual medium. Do you remember, like, Hamish and Andy used to read out Fred Bassett comments on comics on the radio? They were terrible.
People will look this up. They'll be primed. They will then laugh.
It'll make you realise just how bizarre humanity is if you hadn't already.
Nat, thank you for letting us intrude on your feed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nat Dentich, host of sex and relationship show The Hookup on Triple J, 9 o'clock Sundays. That was her feed. The Drawing Room's next, a musical Euro treat. It's coming up.